Moving on, now the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the army to continue preparing for a possible military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities this year. According to Israel's Haaretz Daily, Tel Aviv has allocated more than $2.8 billion of this year's Israeli budget for preparations to attack Iran. Israel has repeatedly threatened Iran over its nuclear energy program. Iran's leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has warned that the country would destroy the Israeli cities of Tel Aviv and Haifa in case of an attack on its nuclear facilities. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. James Morris, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now on the line from Los Angeles. Mr. Morris, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how do you react? Why exactly is Israel putting so much of a budget forth towards attacking Iran when Iran's program has been proven to be peaceful?
Well, thank you for having me back on Press TV again. It's a very interesting situation. I had looked at the numbers for it, and the budget is actually the allocation that Israel's putting forward towards attacking Iran in the military budget is about the same as last year, but there are some factors now that we really have to take into consideration. You've got the situation in Ukraine with the neoconservatives, the Project for the New American Century, of course, Victoria Nuland and her husband, Robert Kagan. And that PNAC agenda not only went after Russia, but also Iran. And it was, basically what was behind the Iraq invasion for Israel. And what I see happening here is that Obama does not want to go to war with Iran, and he didn't really want to go to war with Syria. But the Israel lobby in the U.S., and you can see my posts about this at my ushijack.com blog, the Israel lobby, including the neoconservatives, which are the upper echelon of it, and of course APAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, they basically want to weaken the relationship that Obama tried to establish with President Putin in Russia. And keep in mind that that relationship had basically bailed out President Obama from taking action against Syria when the deal was reached for the chemical weapons. So what I see here, though, is an effort by the Israel lobby to try to separate, they've already weakened that relations as we see what's happening with Russia and America now. So then later this year, or perhaps next, Israel can initiate the attack on Iran, go back to Senate Resolution 65, which has the U.S. Senate giving backup to Israel, saying, go ahead and start the war and we'll back you up, and then the war is on. Now, keep in mind, I don't think Obama wants to do it, but he did have that way out of it with President Putin, but these neoconservatives have basically weakened that relationship. We've seen what's happening in Ukraine. So we're in a dangerous time, and we have to really look out. The Zionists are trying to get a war going against Iran. They already got it with Iraq. They tried it with Syria, and it's all part of the Israeli Likudnik Odadjanon strategy for Israel in the 1980s. You can Google that, and it's all for Israel. And we really, really have to try to stop it because it could result in the next world war.
Mr. Morris, we just have under a minute left. I wanted to ask, is there any public support for any kind of war, considering, especially after Afghanistan, Iraq, and the mishevals that have happened there?
Well, there isn't. That's one thing that's going for it here in America. We have a war-weary public, and that had a lot to do with stopping the Zionist war agenda, the neocon, APAC, which I just mentioned as well, Israel lobby war agenda against Syria. They were able to get away with it with Iraq under George W. Bush, but the American public is very war-weary. But you also have to look, Israel is very conniving. I mean, they attacked the USS Liberty, trying to get us into a war back in 1967 with Russia. I don't put anything past Netanyahu. The defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, has said that Israel may have to take action on its own. Keep in mind, though, Israel likes to get the U.S. to do it like we did in Iraq. But all options should be looked out for here, including another false flag USS Liberty attack situation. But back to your question, the American public is very war-weary, but because of the Zionist media here, they don't know the war for Israel agenda. They don't even know the motivation for our attack on 9/11, and that was U.S. support for Israel as well.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. James Morris speaking to us live from Los Angeles.